The first award goes to Monica James. Monica James is not your everyday woman. This woman was born and raised in the heart of Chicago and has lived throughout the greater Chicago area. She learned the meaning of being an impacted victim at an early age after being expelled from the Chicago public school system because of her approach to gender self-determination. Ironically, this pushed her into circumstances that made her a walking target for rejection, isolation, segregation, and discrimination. She would experience the harsh realities of criminalization for over 20 years. Refusing to let the hardness of a hostile environment break her, she rose from the ashes. At some point in time, she felt like her only option was to keep on living. After receiving a book by Asada Shakur, she vowed never to take life lying down from then on, combining all of her experiences and knowledge of the law into a package that has led the way in the fight for trans equality and safety. This woman is known for her passion and unapologetic truth about the state of African Americans and minorities in the United States. Taking her resilient voice and humbling spirit all the way to the United Nations CIT Convention in 2014, she became known as Swiss Miss after testifying about police and state violence against vulnerable groups of people. At the ripe age of 44, this woman shows no signs of slowing down. Monica James is the essence of woman. And we told you once. Can I give you a hug?
Thank you.
Oh, wow. This is so exciting for me. I am so humble. I'm so grateful, and to be standing here amongst a room full of loving, strong, passionate, and courageous folks for justice, and to be honored behind a woman so great as, oh my God, Rasmia O'Day. This is a huge honor for a woman like myself. Back in 2007, I was fiercely attacked by an off-duty police officer in Chicago, Illinois. I was facing criminalization. I was facing prosecution with the expectation of from 20 to 80 years at 85% for attempted murder against an off-duty police officer. His gun was discharged in the midst of that violent assault. And so that his gun went off during that violent assault, and I was charged for discharging that weapon. And unlike most people that we see today, people of color that are challenged by the violence of police today in our state and our world, I didn't lose my life. It forced me into taking a greater hold over my life. It put a challenge up against me that if I really wanted to live a life, I had to stand up and fight for that life. And as a color person, it has always been a challenge to fight. But we were taught that we had to fight because we were always looked at as being the lesser. We were always looked at as not having worth. So today, I just want to say that I'm so grateful for the challenges that I did experience because they did present a greater woman in me that is here today to receive this award, award that is designated for women that are of great distinction. And I thank you all today for recognizing me as a woman, an international woman, who is a freedom fighter. I am a fighter for justice. And it's just amazing to be here amongst you all. Just being honored and accepted and received by my community is humbling enough. But like I said in the beginning, to have this award behind such a prestigious woman as Rasmia is very, very humbling. And I don't have enough words to say how grateful and thankful I am today. Generally, I'm not a nervous person either, but I'm a little I'm a little nervous today, but I'm so grateful. And article, my bio said that it was Asada's book that gave me my inspiration. To me, Asada was the epitome of a fighter, and her fight was just not some random fight, although it was very random the way that it took place. But she refused to be owned and ruled and destroyed by that challenge. And she took that challenge, and she made that challenge everything she can possibly make it. And she made it out of that challenge. She made it out of that challenge, you all. Like so many of us, we're making it out of this challenge. And it looks like our fight is so far off. It looks like the victory is so far off. But we're just this close, because look at us today. We're a diverse group of people coming from all walks of life, and we're all fighting for that one thing, which is our central goal: justice and freedom and equality for all people, regardless what your race, regardless what your class, regardless what your sex, your gender. It's about equality and justice for all. And as they say, that women are the intercessors of all things. So if we are the intercessors of all things, receive us and allow us to do our work. Do not be intimidated and frightened by our powers. Do not be intimidated and frightened by our greatness and our resilience, because that's what women were designed and made for, resilience. And we wear that as a crown of glory. There are so many beautiful women that I can say that I mirror myself around. And I just can say this one thing: in order to be a great person who is being awarded and looked up to as a leader, I had to have a leader. And that leader for me came in a lot of shape, forms, and fashion of women, even some men. And I'd like to thank my sister Carol today, who is a really great woman who's always been there to support me. Yes. And it's amazing how women can come together from all walks of life and support each other, mobilize and rally around each other when we need it most. I'd like to thank Miss Dorothy. I had the opportunity to meet Miss Dorothy Holmes most recently, and it's been a very humbling experience. Yeah, to see someone, to continue to meet people and be surrounded by people who are fighting a clean, honest fight. And the most beautiful part about it all is that we're struggling in this fight. We've sacrificed our social lives, our family, our friends, our careers, our educational goals. We've sacrificed it all for this one thing, and that's justice. That's equality. And that's the common bond that bonds us all together and keeps us all united. And I'm just so grateful once again to be amidst such a great circle, a great body of people. I am a socialist. I do believe in women empowerment. I am anti-free labor. I do believe that as women, as a trans woman, we are underrepresented in the labor force. And it is my duty as an artist, as a woman, to always reflect the truth of that status, to always be truthful about that, that there is no quota for trans women in the labor force today. You may see one or two women here working here and there, but there are not a lot of trans women out there. And with organizations and bodies like these, it gives me the power to believe that one day we will be seen as great leaders. We will be able to be employed and have gainful employment, housing, healthcare, education. We'll be able to live in safe communities amongst our community and not be a target. And that's what keeps me motivated. That's my energy and my reason for fighting the way that I do and being vulnerable no matter what crowd I go amongst. I always have to be vulnerable, and being vulnerable is what keeps me open, it keeps me receptive, and it allows people to be able to receive my message and not look at me for the outer person that they see, or not even the past that they know about me. Just receive me for who I am and what I bring to the table today. And so I just want to say thank you guys so much. Thank you.